Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Welcome back. 12 after the hour. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. I'm glad Gary Moore is here. Gary's an original founding member of our Brain Trust. He was with us in the first year. Founder of the Financial Seminary, author of Look Up America, also one of my favorite books in my whole library, Spiritual Investments from the Wall Street Wisdom of Sir John Templeton. Faithful Finances 101 is another of his many books, and he's one of our top financial experts, especially when it comes to the Wall Street folks, and he's our good friend Gary. Welcome back.
Good to be with you, Jim.
So, Gary, I was telling the audience, I remember the bubble of 99-2000 that built up over a couple of years. I remember what, and I know what caused that. Alan Greenspan called it irrational exuberance. I remember what happened in 08 when that whole thing happened, the financial crisis, which was about Wall Street greed. It was not about mortgages. And then now we've got this thing here where the stock market is reaching record levels at every turn in the middle of a global pandemic. How do you explain this?
Money. We're having inflation, but it's in financial assets, Jim.
Yeah.
The Fed is creating tons of money, trillions of it these days, and some of it's going into the economy. Buffett said this week, Warren Buffett, that the economy is 85% of what it was pre-pandemic.
Yeah.
I think that's probably pretty accurate. But there's so much money been put out there, and the anticipation of even more money with the infrastructure spending that Biden is proposing, that a lot of that money goes into stocks and bonds by guys like me who, you know, I've finished working,
right,
and I have a portfolio, and when the Fed sends me a check, I don't, or when the Treasury does, I don't run out and buy a bunch of stuff. I got everything I need. And so I put it in my savings account, and it goes into the stock market or bond market or whatever, and that pushes it up. And I believe we are, if not in a bubble, then approaching one. That's what the indicators tell us.
I think we're already in one. You know, what, you're talking about the money thing, Gary. The bankers I talk to tell me they've got 6X the cash on deposit that they ordinarily would have, 6 times.
That's correct. Yes. It's just enormous money supply. And the question is where is that going to go? I believe we are beginning to see a lot of it come out into what we call the real economy. The housing prices are a good example. I live in Florida in a rapidly growing community. In fact, one of the fastest growing communities in the country.
Yeah.
And you would think construction cranes are the national bird. They are. They are everywhere, Jim.
Yeah.
And so a lot of the money comes out of the stock market. What we know in Florida, where we have retirees, is a lot of the houses are bought for cash. And a lot of that comes out of the stock market. They tell me we have a place called Longboat Key just off Sarasota.
Right. I know it well.
That most of the homes that were sold there back in 1999, the last bubble, were people cashing in stock profits and putting it into real estate. And, of course, that creates a bubble in the real estate market, which then takes a hit. So I look around, Jim, after 45 years of investment counseling, ask myself what to do with money. And, Jim, I just don't know.
Yeah.
Every asset that I look at from I was just reading a few seconds ago that this new cryptocurrency is up 3,000% in like a month or so.
And it, but it's based on nothing. It's based on nothing. There's no intrinsic value to it.
There's nothing, but, you know, and other than gold, I assume, precious metals, there's probably no intrinsic value in anything. It's just what people think it's worth.
Well, the dollar, even though the dollar is just ones and zeros in your checking account, it is still based on our country having the assets that it has. I mean, there's real critical mass called America. And the dollar is based on that, but cryptocurrency is not based. I don't know of any cryptocurrencies that are dollar based, that are sovereign currency based. Now, if the Fed creates one of those, that's a different story. But back to the stock market, do you believe that institutions are easing out as the greater fool retailers are coming in?
I think there's some indication that's happening. There's this new trading device called Robinhood on the stock market. I happen to date a girl who has two sons who are 18 to 21, and they're trading stocks now on this thing just like they used to play video games on their phones.
Right.
And that's a good sign of a bubble.
Yeah.
When people do that, who don't really know the difference in a stock and a bond. They just get on chat rooms and buy what people tell them to buy.
Well, that's what Greenspan called the greater fool syndrome.
Well, yeah.
Aren't we in tulip territory?
I think we are, Jim. The best indicators I have, there's two. It's called the Buffett indicator. You can Google it. Named after Warren Buffett because he said it is the single best indicator of stock market valuation, and that you compare the value of all the stocks in America, add it all up, it comes to roughly $40 trillion.
Mm-hmm.
And then you compare it to the gross domestic product, which is a little over $20 trillion,
which is half. It's half
and
that.
It's twice as high as it has historically been.
Yeah.
There are some reasons that that's legitimate, which is the low cost of money. That's what everybody bases everything on today.
Right. That's a good indicator. Hey, Gary, hold that thought. I'm going to get you to come back to that after the break. We're going to come right back, folks, with our good friend Gary Moore. You can tell he knows what he's talking about. And by the way, folks, when I mentioned tulips, look up tulipomania, if you didn't know what I meant by that, from the Dutch. I think it was the 15th century Dutch. Quick break, 20 after. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.